You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
In the dynamic world of enterprise security, identity architects and IT leaders face a major challenge. Growth by repeated acquisitions multiplies the complexity of everything. Multiple IDPs, MFA providers, policy engines that all need to coexist. This can lead to fragmented user identities and policies that create security vulnerabilities and add access friction. Strata Identity solves this. Now you can decommission unneeded IDPs and consolidate the ones you'd like to keep without rewriting apps or disrupting users, engineers, and app owners. Plus, Strata's modular architecture makes it easy to integrate with any identity provider without manual maintenance and coding. Join the ranks of cybersecurity leaders using identity orchestration. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your top identity security priorities, and receive a pair of complimentary AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Step into a new era of identity management at strata.io/cyberwire.
My name is Dominique Shelton Leipzig. I'm a privacy and data security partner at Perkins Coie, and I am the co-chair of the firm's global ad tech privacy and data management team. Very early, I was one of those that really just always wanted to be a lawyer. Early as I can remember, I think probably I was 7 or 8 years old, and I wrote to one of our congresspeople at the time, and I wrote to her because I was concerned about politics and the U.S.'s role in foreign governments, and I wanted to talk about the law and how is this allowed? I would say the first, 22 years of my career from 1991 probably about 2012, I was litigating primarily. So I came to these issues as a litigator. And for the past 7 years, I've been doing something I really enjoy, which is counseling clients on how to access, leverage, and access the power and sort of unleash the full potential of data, but at the same time, avoiding litigation. And a lot of that just is based on being super transparent about what the company is doing with data. So I really enjoy that aspect of the job a lot. Well, I describe my job as really helping companies consider the fact that all companies, whether or not they consider themselves, a big tech company, all companies are data companies. And so I help companies deal with their data, at the very simplest form. So it goes through, all aspects of it. First, I help them basically deal with their data as an asset of the company. To this regard, I help leaders like C-suite and board members understand what they're doing with data and also figure out what makes sense for the company. What should they be doing with data? How does this align with the mission, the values and mission of the company? And then getting rid of data that they don't need, that's not related to the value and the aspirations of the company. And then looking at ways where they might need to acquire other companies or acquire technology to reach the full potential of the company when they get data aligned with their mission. And then finally, and most importantly, ensuring that they're not doing anything illegal with the data, of course. So that means complying with the 134 different data protection laws throughout the globe right now for a global company. And also making sure you're protecting the data once you have it. And that's where the cybersecurity and data security work comes in. My advice is, first of all, really go to where your passion and energy is. You know, and if it's in the legal career, I often tell young lawyers and students to wash their eyes, as I do every morning, with, you know, start with the newspaper. I read the Financial Times, New York Times, Wall Street Journal every morning to kind of just get refreshed. For me, as an African-American woman partner, and I look at some of the statistics, it's always shocking to me that they're very similar to the days when I first started my practice in 91. There's less than 1% of all Am Law 100 law firms that have equity partners like me. So I would also say for those young lawyers that no matter what the statistic is that might be against the odds, don't really pay attention to those. Really focus on what it is that you want to do and then go do it and have fun. I hope they look back at me as someone who was independent, trailblazer, and maybe shed a different perspective on a lot of issues that we see every day.
The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.